A Better World, Inc. How Companies Profit by Solving Global Problems Where Governments Cannot. By Alice Korngold. Only global corporations can. The world faces social, environmental, and economic challenges that are projected to increase exponentially over the coming decades. Many of these issues, such as environmental degradation, climate change, access to healthcare, poverty, and human rights, are cross-border issues. National governments acting alone lack the authority and resources to provide adequate responses. The international community has too often failed to achieve binding and actionable agreements to deal with these global problems. Economic development. Global poverty threatens all of society, not only those who are marginalized. Reports from leading institutions, including the International Monetary Fund and Brookings, indicate that poverty threatens global peace and prosperity. However, wealth gaps, defined as severe income disparity, top the list of 50 greatest threats to the world according to the Global Risks Report 2013, a survey of over 1,000 experts from industry, government, academia, and civil society. While governments alone have been unable to resolve this pernicious issue of global poverty, global corporations are finding some initiative solutions through partnerships with NGOs and governments. Furthermore, companies are profiting by strengthening economies in developing countries, providing employment, facilitating the creation and expansion of small and medium businesses, and reversing poverty. By helping to advance people from the extreme poverty to the middle class, businesses anticipate achieving long-term strategic growth through access to new markets, workforce development, product innovation, and product distribution. ExxonMobil could develop national content for emerging countries. Local content development, sometimes referred to as national content development, is an approach used more recently by global corporations, often extractive companies, such as oil, gas, mining, to help develop the capacity of a region where the company is locating a major extractive or manufacturing site. Local content development focuses in particular on employment and job training, in addition to fostering the creation of local business enterprises that can provide everything from basic services up to fabrication and construction, logistics, operations support, and professional services. ExxonMobil, part of the CDS project in Angola, applies a local content approach in Angola, Chad, Equatorial Guinea, Indonesia, Malaysia, Nigeria, and Russia. In these countries where the company has extractive sites, ExxonMobil seeks to advance human, social, and economic capacity. Its initiatives include workforce development, recruiting and developing nationals for construction and ongoing operations, supplier development, purchasing local goods and services, and developing local companies to form a competitive industrial base, and strategic community investment in health, education, and infrastructure, especially to advance socioeconomic opportunities. Climate change and energy. Many businesses are realizing market opportunities in advancing solutions to create energy efficiencies that will mitigate and postpone the worst impacts of climate change. A number of information and communications technology, ICT, companies are pioneering solutions to conserve energy, which they will use in their own operations and sell to other businesses. ICTs also develop and market smart city technology, such as digital and communication technologies that support the community's needs, that adds to their bottom lines while creating efficient and resilient communities. Other companies are boosting sales by retrofitting old buildings or constructing new ones that reduce carbon emissions and costs. Investors could drive carbon emissions reporting. Many investors are banking on their conviction that companies that integrate sustainability into their strategies are more valuable. In 2013, 722 investors with $87 trillion in assets, more than half of the world's invested capital, became signatories of the Carbon Disclosure Project, or CDP, climate change program, up 10% from 2012. CDP is an NGO that provides the only global system for companies to disclose their impact on the environment and natural resources and take action to reduce them. CDP has seen more than a 20-fold increase in its investor signatories since its inception in 2002. By identifying themselves as signatories, institutional investors such as banks, pension funds, asset managers, insurance companies, and foundations have access to responses from companies that enable them to evaluate the climate, water, and forest-related risks and opportunities that may have an impact on companies' operations and financial performance, and thereby on investor portfolio. While CDP's original intention was to promote disclosure of carbon emissions, the organization is seeing growing interest from investors in additional environmental issues such as water and forests. Ecosystems. Clean air, water, timber, and arable land are essential for human sustenance. Without them, we'd all perish. Yet already hundreds of millions of people lack access to clean drinking water. Droughts and other extreme weather events, combined with population growth, will exacerbate demands for food and water. Governments have been ineffective in protecting forests, land, and water. They face a variety of challenges in attempting to restore and protect the world's ecosystems. First, governments represent nation-states with clearly defined borders. Officials are accountable to their constituents, who often focus on immediate and hierarchical interests. Second, governments have an array of stakeholders to manage and many issues to balance. When people are out of jobs, concerns about protecting ecosystems can seem to the voting public as conflicting with what appear to be a more immediate need. Third, government leaders are usually not in office long enough to establish and implement long-term visions and strategies, while ecosystem planning requires longer-term thinking and investments. Finally, many governments are composed of coalitions of parties with a variety of interests and constituents. Education. Some businesses are emerging as a new and vital force by partnering with governments and NGOs or nonprofits to find new solutions to improve education. Together, they are finding new ways to improve the education that students require to be successful, fulfilled, and effective contributors to the world. Ericsson, for instance, enables access to world-class information and educational resources for students and teachers in developing countries through low-cost, mobile broadband, and cloud computing. Companies are seeking to solve the global education crisis because it's their own interests, and this benefits the world. STEMX for all students. You might wonder how the vision of universal STEMX education is possible, given that 1 billion children live in poverty, many in remote rural villages, and others in densely populated urban slums. When so many children in developed countries aren't even getting decent educations, much less children in the developing world, how can education be truly transformed? Healthcare. Healthcare is a vital concern for companies asking to expand market opportunities and engage billions of new customers. Corporations require healthy employees to perform their jobs productively and also to reduce the company's healthcare expenditures. Healthy families at home allow companies and employees to focus on their work. Moreover, healthy consumers have the purchasing power and interest in acquiring goods and services necessary for robust markets. A healthy population and an efficient healthcare system provide a sound economy in which companies can operate and thrive. For pharmaceutical companies, in particular, solving healthcare challenges provides a special commercial opportunity to demonstrate their prowess for innovation and to partner with governments and NGOs who are key stakeholders. Developing countries suffer from high death rates due to preventable illness and diseases. Governments have not been able to provide sufficient access to care, medicines, and vaccines due to the legacy of colonialism, including wars and weak infrastructure, lack of natural resources, and sometimes poor governance. In response to this health crisis, a number of companies are providing innovative solutions while also benefiting themselves. These companies are enhancing access to healthcare, medicines, and vaccines, including through mobile technology, by partnering with each other and with NGOs and governments. Human rights abuses. A day does not go by without news of human rights abuses. These might be perpetrated by governments denying basic civil liberties to people or failing to guarantee a human rule of law. Moreover, the products and services that companies produce and that we use daily might be tainted by human rights abuses of workers in the supply chain. As you consider the clothes you wear, you might be concerned whether they were made in factories like the one in Bangladesh, where recently more than 1,000 garment workers perished in a shabbily constructed multi-story building. As you shop, you might wonder if your television, computer, or cell phone is corrupted with conflict minerals, minerals mined in conditions of armed conflict and human rights abuses. In fact, the materials we use daily are made with conflict minerals. These include electronic items and cars made of conflict minerals, and even zippers, watches, rings, and earrings. Humanitarian interests alone would seem to be sufficient to motivate companies to protect human rights, yet the reality is that businesses are sensitive to matters that concern customers, employees, and investors, especially in an era when news of abuses spreads quickly on the internet. Additionally, companies are realizing that their reputations can rise or fall based on the positions they take on sensitive matters. The Global Coalition Against Human Trafficking, founded by several international corporations such as Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, ExxonMobil, and Microsoft, mobilizes the power, resources, and thought leadership of the business community to end human trafficking. Building a better world. Global corporations have the human capital, the financial resources, the technology, the international footprint, the power of markets, and the profit motivation to build a better world. NGOs will be essential partners, essential for their expertise and their commitment to mission. Governments will be vital partners, vital as representative bodies. By engaging together through an iterative process, we will achieve a better world.